Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show, where we invite e-commerce entrepreneurs, marketers, and agencies to talk about e-commerce, the best strategies and tactics, and what to implement in your own e-com store. Before we jump into this episode, I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us. And now let's jump into the episode. If you are tracking percentage of revenue generated from email marketing in your Klaviyo account, or you trust your open rate metrics as one of your main KPIs in Klaviyo, then guys, I have a bad news. Those metrics are vanity metrics, and there are five metrics that you should follow, in my opinion, to get a proper judgment of your email marketing. And that's how you can scale from the early stages to seven or even eight figures with your e-commerce business. All right, guys, so these are the most common vanity metrics that people they come up with when I talk to them. So number one, it's open rate. So open rate, before COVID, it was much better to track these and follow these as a guidance. But honestly, these days it's pretty hard to track, especially because of Apple devices. So yeah, I don't give too much importance to open rate. It's a good secondary metric, but again, I wouldn't trust this too much. And the next one is actually percentage of total revenue coming from email marketing. And why I don't like this number, while this could be a good secondary metric, but especially when you change an agency, many agencies, they change the attribution model. So, you know, what was 20% before, it becomes 40%. They also change the attribution window from, you know, a couple days or weeks to even 1 or 2 months. I just find this unfair. So that's why I don't give too much importance to this one. The next one is click to open rate. Maybe for smaller accounts is good. Let's say every 10th open clicks your email, or every 5th opens click your email. But yeah, I just prefer the click rate as an overall metric. Last one is total subscribers. So I always ask somebody, okay, how many subscribers you have? But I immediately double check the engagement rate of those subscribers, and we create different cohorts of those subscribers. Again, this is just not much useful number of total subscribers. You just need 1,000 true fans for your brand to make seven-figure revenue. So instead, what we rely on? Number one, revenue per recipient, highly underrated metric. Number two is click rate. It's still not as easy to track as used to be, but I think much better than the open rate regarding engagement of your emails. Also, click rate is the most common problem with most email marketing accounts. Number three, unsubscribe rate. It tells a lot as a negative engagement metric about your email. Number four, your spam rate, or the reverse is inbox rate, and not what Klaviyo tells you, but what we measure with a tool like Glocal. Number five is total revenue. Fairly simple, right? We just want to make revenue end of the day. Now let's jump into the nitty gritty. So guys, number one is RPR, revenue per recipient. Simply put, we divide two numbers, the total revenue generated from email marketing, by the number of emails you send out. So not the number of subscribers, but the number of recipients in a given month, for example. And if you go to your Klaviyo account, you can see this here, per recipient. So here it's $0.1, and you can break this down per campaign, per flow, so you can get more granular as well. But yeah, basically that's how you set this up. And there are different benchmarks. So if it's only a couple cents per recipient, that's really weak. You want to reevaluate your strategy. Then if you hit 10, 20 cents, that's solid and standard. I would say that's the average. And above that, it's a strong. And if it's $0.50 per recipient, that's super strong. Actually, you need more subscribers. You must be more aggressive with your email marketing. So obviously this is not a perfect number, because again, this is affected by your attribution model. And also at the end of the day, the most important is total revenue. So while this is an important metric and you want to be efficient with your email marketing, if you decrease this number from, let's say, 0 to 5, you decrease it to 0.2, because you send twice as many emails, but your revenue still increases, then yes, you should send more emails. So this tells the most about how efficient you are to generate revenue with your emails. The ultimate goal is not efficiency, just making more revenue, right? So keep that in mind, everyone. And why I love this number, because ultimately it's more important than your open rate, click rate, or even unsubscribe rate, I would say. You want to focus on your revenue generation. So RPR, yes, one of the most important metrics. But there are a few caveats here. So first of all, big list mask weak performance. So for example, you make $500,000 every single month with your email marketing, which is amazing. But this number will be only 2 cents per recipient. And you only make that much money because you have a huge list. So actually, even if you make a ton of revenue with email, and even the percentage looks good of your total revenue, you still want to reevaluate because you are just not efficient enough with your email marketing generate revenue. So while the ultimate metric is total revenue, still care about this number. And then the second, so this benchmark varies by AOV and list quality. And AOV is very important. So we have brands where actually their email marketing, it's not that great, but they sell a product for $5,000 and they have only like 10,000 email subscribers. So there, even if there is, let's say, 2 sales, that's $1 per recipient, right? If I send one campaign with 2 sales, but it's only because of the high AOV. So yeah, this benchmark, it's really just a recommendation. If you sell products for 100, 200 bucks, if you sell for thousands, the benchmarks are a bit different. Keep that in mind. Okay, now I will jump to the next one, click rate. So I think most of you guys, you know how to measure the click rate. So you can go to your flows, you can go to your campaigns, and you can immediately see your average click rate. So let's say analytics here, this is my click rate, 16.7%. You can also go to your reports in Klaviyo, and you can create a click rate report, let's say a custom report as well. So super simple. When it comes to the click rate, so actually Klaviyo gives you benchmarks. It doesn't depend on your AOV or industry. So if it's 0.51%, that's below average. You want definitely higher than that, because if your click rate is low, and a lot of Klaviyo accounts, they have too low click rates, then it will hurt your inbox rate and you will end up in the spam folder. And honestly, even established businesses making millions a month, they still struggle with their click rate, even if they make good revenue from email, because again, they just have a huge list, but the efficiency, the engagement is not there. So you want to improve that. You want to have better content. And then from 1 to 2%, I would say it's good. And 3-4% is just amazing. 5%, I'm not even talking about that. Ultimately, you want to hit 2-3% with your campaigns, and with the big average, including flows, you want to hit 3-5% average click rate. Always pair this number with revenue per recipient. But typically, if your click rate is higher, you will generate more revenue per recipient as well. And if you ask me how to increase your click rate, so ultimately, the most important, it's your content, what's inside the email after the open. And actually, click rate is probably the best metric to really see how engaging your email content is. You might have a high open rate because of your segmentation tactic. You may have a low unsubscribe rate because people, they just don't care really. They are okay with your content. No, it doesn't hurt really. You may have a good spam rate as well, good revenue, but your click rate could be 0.2, 0.5, because simply just not click worthy. Like people, they read it or they don't even read it and they just don't care. They just, you know, go to the next piece of content. So yeah, click rate, it's probably the best judge of your quality of content in your email. And guys, a 50 second break. So if you own a 7 or 8 figure e-commerce brand and you are stuck with your email marketing and your e-commerce growth, then feel free to reach out. I put a link into the description and let's talk about your growth, because we have more than 200 brands in the past 8 years generated a 9-figure extra revenue to them. So let's talk. Now back to this topic. Number 3 is your unsubscribe rate. So this is similar to the click rate, how you want to track this. So yeah, you can create custom reports. You can see it per flow, per campaign. I actually really like this tab, deliverability. So here you can see all your major engagement metrics. Click rate is here, unsubscribe rate is here, last 30 days. And also Klaviyo here, it tells you where there are red flags for your click rate, or unsubscribe rate, and all the other metrics. So when it comes to your unsubscribe rate, I just read this phrase, I really liked it. So unsubscribe rate, it's like paying a tax after your email revenue. Why is that? Because typically when you push very hard with your sales and promo content, there is a higher percentage of people who will unsubscribe. So you literally pay by losing subscribers for running promo promotions and making more revenue. So actually, you want to be smart how and when to do that. When it comes to benchmarks, so 0.1 and 2, it's healthy. 0.35, it's elevated, so you should watch out. And if it's above 0.5%, then that's definitely high. Over 1%, that's super high. You're literally burning your list. Like, you are losing 1 subscriber per 100 per email campaign sent out. So it's just too high. So guys, typically when you have Black Friday or Valentine's Day, Christmas, you run promo events, your unsubscribe rate will spike, but that's normal. That's kind of a tax, as I said, the sacrifice. But you shouldn't have this as a constant thing, because you will lose your subscriber list after a while. So you want to track the trends. You don't want to have big spikes, or you must be aware of it at least. You want to be consistent with these numbers over time. And here are a few scenarios too. So let's say high revenue, low unsubscribe rate. That's amazing. Let's scale that. You can be even more aggressive. Don't be shy. High revenue, high unsubscribe rate. You are burning the list. Typically, this goes with low click rate as well. Your content is just not good enough. You want to rethink your content and email strategy. Low revenue, high unsubscribe rate. Kill that immediately. You are very far where you want to be. Just stop what you do and just start doing something else. All right, so the next one is actually the only metric that you will not find in your Klaviyo account. Honestly, these email software companies, they will not tell you how many emails end up in the spam, promo, or the primary inbox. And just not their best interest, because it depends not just on your strategy and content, but it depends on the IPs that they use and the technical part that are provided by the software company. So this is why we rather use a third-party tool. My favorite is just Glocap. And here, how this actually works. So fairly simple. Basically, here we set up an email campaign, and Glocap gives you a seed list, an email list with roughly 100, 150 emails. And you can even what emails it should contain. So for example, here we picked only US business and US popular, but I could pick Poland or even Russia or UK. Maybe in the UK, there are more Yahoo users, for example. But basically, you just pick those, and then it gives you the seed list, and you need to upload the seed list as a list here in Klaviyo. You need to set up a campaign, and typically we just duplicate our previous campaign and we send it out to the seed list. Also, you get a snippet, which is a tracking code, so the software Glocap, it knows the email was received, and then it tracks where it lands. So fairly simple technology, but again, Klaviyo doesn't tell you this. Klaviyo gives you delivered emails, deliverability, I think, but that's just a different thing. You don't want to rely on that. So yeah, here we can see that these guys, they inbox 3 emails for this one, 2 for this one, Amazon 2 emails, they pass everything, they are in the inbox, which is amazing. For this one, it's in the tab. However, for Google Workspace emails, it ended up in the spam folder, which is no bueno, because Gmail is typically the most common email provider. So here, 88% land in the spam, not 100%. This landed in the promotion, which is still not that great. We want to be in the primary. And then Hotmail, it inboxed, which is good. Outlook, Yahoo also, it passed everything. So yeah, here's the total number, inbox 58%. But you know, in practice, it's worse, because Gmail almost 100% is in the spam, and Gmail is just the most commonly used email on this account. Tabs 8%, spam 32%, super high. We definitely need to improve. This tool also gives you feedback on the IP reputation, but again, this is offered by Klaviyo. It also checks if you have DKI and DMARC, which I use to verify your email account. Spam filters by Google, it's definitely a spam, though it's not fishy. And yeah, here are the others too. Overall, a lot of things need to be improved on this email account. But I will share a good example. So here it's 95% inbox and tabs, which is good. Spam only 4.8%. And yeah, we even check Russia, South Korea, inbox 100% there. And basically, we had the issues mostly with US business. We always check Google, that's 100%. So that's good. So yeah, Glocap, we use this a lot. And we don't rely on Klaviyo when it comes to inbox rate. Regarding benchmarks, so you want to achieve something like this. You want to have a 95% inbox or tabs and maximum 5% spam rate, not higher. So if it's higher, like 98% inbox and promo folder, that's amazing. 5% acceptable. But if it's between 90, 95, 65%, then okay, you need to improve. And if it's below 90%, which is in the inbox and promo, then you have a problem and you have to work on it. So many accounts, they have only 67%, guys, and they are not even aware of it. So definitely you want to check this and you want to improve this. This tool is just a couple dozens of dollars. So very simple to manage this. And guys, once you have this, then depending how large, how old is your account and your subscriber base, it can take only a few days, up to even a month or two, to fix this inbox rate. So most recently we work with an Israeli company selling in the States, and they have almost 1 million subscribers. For them it took around 2 months to fix this, but now it's solved and their generated revenue is just so much higher from email marketing. So it's just worth it. And inbox rate is the place where you can really see that you can either improve, get better, or you can go down. But there is no middle ground, really. Like every campaign, every email that you send out triggers an engagement and has a certain IP reputation and all of these factors. And based on that, your next campaign will have a higher or lower inbox rate. But you always have to fight for it and you always have to improve it, guys. And finally, the last one, not a surprise. So total revenue per email can be a flow email, campaign email, whatever. Klaviyo will tell you this, obviously. And the last one is total revenue per email, can be flow email, campaign email. Obviously, it's fairly simple to track this. And the only caveat here, it's their attribution model, attribution window. We always use the default one. We don't change it. We just don't want to change it. So we can compare accounts like apples to apples in this way. And you always want to pair this number with your revenue per recipient. So if revenue is high, with a high revenue per recipient, that's amazing. You are efficient and also you make a lot of revenue. You are good. If it's high revenue with low RPR, typically larger accounts where having a huge subscriber base, it really masks your inefficiency. There you want to think about better segmentation, better email content, your cadence as well. I can see it as a trap. Many big brands, they have a low RPR but high revenue, and if they are just scared to change the content because they make 100k per campaign, they don't want to lose even 10k. So it can be a trap for big businesses, but end of the day you want to have the balls to change, right? So and to get better, yeah, you have to have the leap of faith to get into a better direction. And then the third is low revenue with high RPR. So there you want to be bolder, you want to send more emails, you want to send to larger segments, you want to be more aggressive, even more promo. So there you will send more emails, ultimately you will make higher revenue because you already have the efficiency. And many times it's really just about sending more emails. Last one is low revenue, low RPR, kill immediately. You just need to change your strategy immediately. So again, always pair your total revenue number with the revenue per recipient. It will tell you not just about total sales you generate, which is the most important, but also your efficiency when it comes to your emails, how they generate revenue. And guys, as a summary, so you want to use these five numbers. Of course, you want to add some secondary metrics, open rate or percentage of sales coming from email, but those are secondary KPIs. So you want to focus on these five and you want to follow these benchmarks and you want to keep this high because it tells a lot about the real revenue potential of your account. And you want to track these numbers at least every 7 days, and you can use a spreadsheet. You can just export these numbers into a spreadsheet and track them regularly. So guys, don't focus on open rate, don't focus on total subscriber count or your bounce rate much. Focus on revenue per recipient, RPR, your click rate, your unsubscribe rate, your spam rate using a third-party tool like Lookup, and your total revenue, and you will be fine.